Hi, Daily Dosers. As we continue this series on quit being a baby, I wrestle with this because the common analogy is so easy to go to, which we've seen even in some of the ones we've done. It's just this balance between a baby and an adult. But what I wrestle with often is not so much my childish ways. As a more mature Christian, that's the issue I want to address today is, what about when you feel like you've matured, but maybe you feel like you've plateaued, or what's next for me, or how do I know if there's still more for me? And the answer, if you're asking that, is yes, there's still more for you. The language of the Bible is not one of a destination. It's follow me, it's seek me, all of the language of the Bible doesn't speak to the idea that we will achieve anything in this life of finality, in this lifetime. It's a journey, it's a process, it's a searching. And so in this maturity, I think it's the same thing. And so I want to take us to two places in the Bible where I think it's an interesting insight. And they're both in the book of Luke. And I want to point out two things. One is a going after and the other is a going away from. So let's take a look at the going after. So in Luke chapter 10, There's an account as Jesus is teaching and he's going around, he has these followers, and he's begin to get some notoriety. People come to test him. They come to question him. Is this the Messiah? Is some of their agenda? Others are, we don't like what he's saying, so let's try to trick him into saying something, and then we can get some bad news on him and then discredit him. And so with each of their own agendas, I won't read into their agendas, but yet in this story in Luke chapter 10, it says this, "And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" And we find a very similar account just a few chapters over in chapter 18. We have in chapter 18, verse 18, it says, "A ruler asked him, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?'" And so the first thing that we see there is a going after. I think we see two people who have achieved some level of maturity, a lawyer who knows the law really well. He's matured in his knowledge of the law. And we see a rich young ruler, as this story is often coined, which in those days, someone who was rich and young and a ruler had been blessed by God in their culture and society. You were rich and you're young and you're a ruler. You must be doing things well. It was a prosperity gospel in a sense of that day and age. And so for him to ask, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" ears around him would have perked up. What does this guy still have to do? He's reached a level that none of us have. He's a ruler and he's rich, even at a young age. What is left for him? And so we may find ourselves in that as a mature Christian to go, "What's left for me?" And so Jesus answers both of these guys. There was still something for them. He didn't say, "Oh, you're good. You know, go on. Next." He was like, "No." The first one, when he asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" he basically tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. After asking him, "What does the law say?" And he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said, "Yes, you're right." So his knowledge was affirmed by Jesus to go, "Yes, you've reached a level of understanding of the law. So what do you do with it?" Then Jesus asks this question. He goes, "Then who's my neighbor?" And Jesus then tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, at which he then says to this guy, "Who then showed themselves to be a good neighbor?" And probably begrudgingly, he answered, "The Samaritan one." And Jesus then tells him, "You go and do likewise." So he had something left to do, to go and change his view of what the law meant to him. His actions still needed to change. His heart needed to shift to go, "I love the Lord with my heart, soul, mind, and strength, but I don't love my neighbor. So I still have some road to travel." And he may have been living in a lifestyle of feeling like, "I've achieved something." He probably stood up in confidence to ask Jesus this question, and he answered it clearly. Then we take a look over in chapter 18 at the rich young ruler who asked the same question, and Jesus then tells him, "You go and sell all that you have." He says it literally in there, "One thing you still lack. You're rich, you're young, you rule, but you still lack something." What was it that he lacked? He was holding on to something. So while both of these guys were seeking after knowledge, hopefully, not just trying to tear Jesus down, but hopefully both of them, give them the benefit of the doubt, were both seeking, "What really must I do to inherit eternal life? What is lacking in me?" So first, the step of maturity is that, are you still seeking? Are you still going after what's left for me to do? God, what needs to be pruned? What needs to be grown? What needs to be learned in me? And then in both of these guys, there was still something lacking. There's something they need to do, a change of heart, a change of attitude, a change of perspective. And for the rich young ruler, he went away sad because he was not prepared to do what God called him to do next. So for us, let's keep seeking. And more importantly, let's be ready to do what God calls us to when he calls us to do that next thing. And that will keep us from being a baby. Have a good day, Daily Dosers.
No.
Good?